Hello.
And welcome to another episode of Spill the Chai with me, Ritha.
And me, Rabia. Oh, I'm so happy to be back recording.
I know, it feels like ages, but it wasn't. It was not ages.
No, it wasn't.
We've got a fun little episode for you today because both of us have really been craving joy. And it's not to deny all the shit that's happening in the world. It's just to also allow joy in our lives at a time where things are really shit still. So I think if perhaps you've been finding it tricky to give yourself permission to soak up the joy or allow yourself laughter or silliness, this is your permission slip. Signed by me,
yes.
and
me, co-signed. I'm co-signing. And you know what? I'm just looking outside, and it is blue skies and it is sun. So hopefully we can channel that warmth into the episode.
Fingers crossed.
So we're switching it up today, and rather than going into rich tea, we've set up some silly quickfire questions, and about 15 of them, and we're going to take it in turns to ask each other these quickfire questions, just as something light and something fun, so you can, I don't know, get to know us better and have a laugh with us.
Yeah.
As ever, we'll talk Fool of the Week, because there's always somebody to put in the trash can.
Always.
And... as always, and also share what we're loving. So it's a shorter episode, hopefully one that will put a smile on your face.
Right, who's gonna ask the first question?
I don't mind asking the first question. I'm literally going to fire them.
Okay.
Okay, number one, what fashion trend do you just not get?
Oh my god, I don't even know. I don't know fashion trends. I feel like I'm in my own little bubble. But you know that what is it called? You know that ASOS, it's like a meme account for ASOS, and it has like the most vile things that you can buy from ASOS. They're disgusting. Is it called like ASBOS?
Or something like ASOS, what were you thinking, or something like
that. Yeah, it's on Instagram, so I'll have to see if they're still running. But on there, I don't know if they're trends, but yeah, on there are some wild, wild outfit suggestions, so that's all I can think of. I try not to be too judgy about trends, to be honest, because it's kind of just nice to see people having fun with their, you know, self-expression of what they wear and how they wear it.
Yeah. And enjoying their clothes.
What about you? I want to ask you. I feel like you're more in with the trends.
I think that, do you know, at first I didn't understand why Crocs were coming back.
Yeah.
So the Crocs are back. Mm-hmm. Crocs have been back in a big way. And now I feel like I'm slowly coming round, but I don't need any, so I'm not going to invest. Because I just know that in another couple of years' time, no one's, you know, they're going to go back out again. They came in because the younger generation were wearing it. There was this whole Visco girl trend, and it was like socks and Crocs, scrunchy in hair, some water bottle, there was a look, and I didn't get it. But you know what? I'll leave your kids alone because they don't need me to stand in their way. They're doing amazing
things.
They can wear whatever the fuck they
want. I'm looking at Stephanie Yeboah and also Demi Colleen. And Kelechi. Kelechi's on that Crocs flex as well. And Kevin Morosky.
They wear them well.
They do. I won't lie. I want it for the charms. I've seen all my favourite people
That's
wearing
what I mean.
Them. Now.
They look so cute. They look so cute.
I want but the I know charms. I don't need them, I want the charms.
But they look so cute.
I want
but
that croc life.
Know that in 2 years time no one's going to be wearing them. But then does it really matter if you still like
no,
them?
No, I think if they're comfy.
Oh my god, we've just spent so much time on question number
that's
one.
All right.
This is supposed to be quick
this,
fire.
It is quick fire. This is quick for us, dude.
This is our,
this
quick,
is our
fire.
Quick fire. I'm going to ask you now. So the second question. What is your favourite cartoon character and why?
Favourite cartoon character? I can't remember.
I have so many.
Cartoons. I used to love Rogue and X-Men because she could fly.
I was her.
And she had two coloured hair.
And her name began with R. Obs.
R. Yeah, exactly. So I used to love her. Mm-hmm. I guess I really like... who do I like? You know what? I can't think of a single South Asian representative, like... character, and that makes me so sad.
Aww.
Because if there was one, it would be Miss Marvel if there was a cartoon of her.
Oh yeah,
but there isn't.
Yeah.
So I really liked the animated X-Men series. I used to watch that quite
that was
a lot.
One of
and
my favorites
probably Dougie from Hey Dougie, because I used to watch that
awesome.
Quite a lot.
Stick, sticky, stick.
Love it. What about you?
Me, I have so many. Because I watch the cartoons with the girls as well. Really, really recommend City of Ghosts. Awesome. All of the cast is epic. They seek out ghosts in LA. You would love it, you and Rafe. Gotta watch it.
Okay.
And I love Kipo from Kipo and the Age of the Wildebeest. She is quite literally like a fierce, sweet, purple girl who Aww. Becomes like this massive purple jaguar. But it's the soundtrack is awesome. I love Katara and Aang from Avatar. All of them, actually, from Avatar. If you haven't watched Avatar and the Last Airbender series, that's also on Netflix. It's epic, epic, epic. Yeah, I have many.
Amazing. I need to get into it.
You do. You and Rafe would love The Last Airbender. And my brother has told me that Nickelodeon are doing a special Avatar Studios where they are going to create loads more Avatar stuff, which I'm mega excited about because I'm a geek.
I love that. Cool. If a movie was made of your life, what genre... can't say it. If a movie was made of your life, what genre would it be and who would play you?
Who would I get to play me? Interesting. I mean, who would I get? Maybe like, I don't know, I mean, that many like desi people who would like, maybe Jamila Jamil. Me just stretched out. I need somebody squatter. I was going to say, oh, what's her name? What genre would it be first? I think it would be like a quirky indie style movie with like, you know, think Amelie mixed with City of God mixed with, you know, that kind of style. And then who would I get to play me? I mean, I'm in a little bit always in love with... Eva Green, although she's white and tall and looks nothing like me, but you know, she's so beautiful. Maybe Kajol, because she has a monobrow like me. I don't know. It's tricky.
That'd be cute. I could see that. I can see that she would bring out your fun, playful side.
What about you? What genre would it be?
Oh my god. What would it be? It would be a little bit like, I don't know, I think I've got a lot of themes of perseverance, so it would be like a Darcy Erin Brockovich mixed with what?
Goodness gracious me. No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
I heard
you know what? It would just be a version of Blinded by the Light, oh. but it would be about Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
It would be a Gurinder Chadha movie.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be around, what I don't know if it would even be around a music theme, but it would just be, yeah.
That
be
would be Gurinder so Chadha. Cute.
Who would play me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could play me.
No, I'd play me. I want to be me in the movie of me.
Yeah, we'll just play ourselves. Yeah, for sure. It's my turn to... Is it my turn to ask? No, I asked that
yes.
one, didn't I?
How many books have you read so far this year, Rabia?
One.
I mean, that's pretty awesome. I think mine's zero. I'm currently reading two. So, what book was it?
I'm reading two. So, I've Homebody, that was the only
okay.
one that I read.
Oh, okay. So I didn't realise that would count. That is a book.
And that is a book.
I have read one also.
So, you've read one then. Yeah, you've read one. But I'm reading two at the moment. I'm reading Big Friendship, and which is really nice. It's quite heartwarming. And it's real life. It's not like a fiction. And I'm also reading... what's it called? My mind's just gone a blank. Kehinde Andrews.
Oh, yes.
Empire
yes.
One. Uh-huh. The one about Empire.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
So I'm reading those two.
Awesome.
At the moment.
Good.
And then I've got Baby Boy to read, and then I've got How We Met to read, which I started reading. So I'm basically reading three at the same time, actually. It's not even two,
yeah.
It's like three. What are you reading?
I'm still reading Brown Baby, slowly and surely. I'm reading...
Yeah, Brown Baby, not Baby Boy.
Okay, I did wonder.
It's because Kalechi calls him a baby boy, so in my head I'm like, he's a baby boy.
Oh, bless. No, yes, I'm still reading that. I'm about halfway through, and I'm reading... Midnight Library is part of a book club that my friend started. So
oh,
by Matt
nice.
Haig.
My mum bought me that for Christmas. Yeah, my mum bought it for me for Christmas, and that's sitting on
to
my
read. Yeah,
read
I've
to
got
be
so
read
many
by
books in, literally over there. But yeah, and then I'm still also finishing listening to Natives by Akala and British. So they're like my audio books I'm also listening to
by Afra
Hirsch. And Yeah, I've got a couple of other audiobooks, but I can't remember right now. But yes.
Yeah.
Right.
One that I am towards the end of, and I forgot to mention it, is If They Come For Us.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really good too. And it's just a book of poetry. And again, it's stunning.
Oh.
Okay, right. Next
question.
What would you do with your 15 minutes of fame? What would you do with your 15
I'm not even sure what
fame?
That means. Like, where would my fame be? What does it mean?
I think it would just be like
moment. If I was...
Like, I don't know, maybe you were like on the news.
I hope it would be for something positive, like bringing about positive change in the world. Like, you know, just amplifying a message, you know. Or possibly... possibly be literally throwing Priti Patel in a bin. Perhaps that's why I'll be famous one day, because I'll have had it with her and I'll throw her in an actual bin for real.
A physical bin
with my physical
like
hands.
One of those big ones that businesses use where if you put someone in, they can't
yeah,
really climb
exactly.
back out. They have to just stay
and
there.
And then I'll throw some rats in for good measure. Maybe that's why I'll be infamous.
She'll be with her own kind.
Oh,
burn.
Okay. Oh, so what is your lifelong dream? I think I know this, but go for it.
What do you think my lifelong dream is?
You have many, but go on.
I think I'd like to write a book.
Yes.
But I'd also like to have a house in Lake Como. That would be nice. My lifelong dream is... Basically, my lifelong dream was what I've got now.
Oh.
So, like, this is what I always wanted. So I'm really, like... Anything else now is kind of bonus territory. And it has been for the last few years, really. The last 10 years. So... I have everything that I always wanted. So yeah, everything is a bonus. But yeah, I would love to write a book. I would love to make a film, mm-hmm. or learn to write a film, because
yes,
because I think that we've got lots of fun stories to tell, mm-hmm. That aren't centered. And yeah, I'd like a house in Lake Como, because I would love it there.
Why not? Yeah, it would be stunning.
So there
it
you
would
go.
Be stunning. That is
so it's
awesome.
Out in the universe now.
It
so
is out there.
Fucking manifest.
Get looking. It. Get looking on Rightmove or wherever. Google.
What about you?
What is my lifelong dream? Yeah. Well, my ultimate dream is to travel the world with the kiddos. Oh. That is like, you know, like more than a house or anything like that, or career goals. Like my ultimate dream would be just to travel perpetually for a good few years with the kids and going like all around Asia, especially. Zora's mm-hmm. desperate to go to Japan. South America has been like long on my like list for such a mm-hmm. since I was like a bit obsessed with Che Guevara and stuff, so yeah, that would be, I think that's like my ultimate dream. But like you, yeah, I would love to. What actually a childhood dream, I always, because I used to watch MTV2 really late at night, and they used to always have the best like music, like unknown like smaller artists and stuff like that, but also the best videos. And mm-hmm. I've always loved imagining music videos to songs that I love, so mm-hmm.
I do
that would
that
be
too.
Really awesome. Yeah, like,
do you ever do that when you're just listening to music anyway?
Yeah, in my head.
Me too.
Like, so in my head, I will yeah, basically create a video in my head.
I love that we do that.
Yeah, so that is, you know, I mean, ultimately, who would I'd probably want to be like Lena Waite. Is that how you pronounce her name? Waite?
I think so.
But yeah, and she's also on an episode of Ugly Delicious, which is really good. But anyway, yeah, I'd love to do things like that. Maybe write a book. Maybe write like a poetry book. I don't really know.
Yeah.
But yeah. Next question.
Next question. Okay, it's my turn to ask. What yeah. is the most delightful word you can think of?
Ooh. There's so many nice Urdu words, aren't they? So, oh my gosh, why isn't that word? I mean, I love the words gupshup. Which is gupshup is like chit chat, and that's such a cute and delightful word. And then khubsurat, you know, zabardast means like fantastic, and that's a great word too. I've always really liked the word locomotion because it sounds like a locomotion. Do you see? Mm-hmm. Do you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, it does.
So I've always really liked that word. I've always liked the word smorgasbord as well.
Smorgasbord.
yeah, there's some of the words that have just come to my 25% working brain right now. but there's so many, there are a lot of great Urdu words that I can't think of right now, but I love hearing them. Cute words. But yeah, they're my words. Do you have any words?
Do I have any words? Probably, but I didn't really think. I mean, there's so many. There are so many.
Oh, there's okay.
Many. Like, there's look. Yeah.
Is it my turn? I think it's my turn to ask, isn't it? So,
it is. Yeah.
If you won $1 million.
$1 million.
million pounds. What would you buy?
What would I buy? Oh, a few things.
This is obvious, isn't it?
Well, I'd pay off my parents' mortgage. I'd pay off my sister's mortgage too. So I'd pay off my brother's university fees, and make sure that he has something for a deposit on his own place. And then, yeah, I would get that Lake Como property. And I would donate, and I'd donate to a few places too.
Yeah, for sure.
Things that mean like a lot to me. Yeah, or maybe use a I don't know, use it as an initial investment to maybe create my own foundation or organization.
That'd be so cool.
I'm just literally literally thinking off the top of my head, but I think that not just the workplace, but like, I think something that focuses particularly on institutional inequality, some kind of not-for-profit that would have free resources and deliver like intensive, I don't even call it training, intensive recalibration of people's minds to support them doing the work needed to address that. I don't know, I just feel like I'd want to do something around that somewhere.
That'd be really cool. That'd be awesome. Question.
Maybe set up our own publishing company or house or something that where we can center more marginalized voices, particularly South Asians, because
we're
fucking invisible sometimes, and it really, really, really is quite like
deflating.
I'm noticing it. Yeah, deflating. Yeah. I'm noticing it in so many spheres every day.
Yeah.
Something like that maybe.
Same.
Multiple things. Good things.
I love it.
Oh, it's my turn, isn't it? Gold or silver? That's the question. What do you prefer? Gold or silver?
Silver, I would say. I have mostly silver jewellery or white gold, which is because it looks like silver. But I've really warmed to gold jewellery recently, actually. And actually, I should plug in our friend Shivani, who is a jeweler, and she's just launched her new website. But she's a goldsmith, and I will be working with her to create a new ring for me, a new wedding ring, because my old wedding ring is just never going to fit me ever again, I don't think. It is so tiny, it like basically fits Zora, so I don't know how it ever fit me, so but yeah, so I guess both, but I'm gonna stick with silver.
Oh, lovely.
And now, weapon of choice.
It just makes me think of like if it's a zombie apocalypse, then maybe maybe like
a hammer.
No, I think some
because you need to bash brains out. Have you not seen The Walking Dead?
You have to decapitate them.
No, you have to bash the brains in. You don't have to
depend. So you need,
because the head can still be alive. It's the brains that you have to destroy. Okay.
Whoa, I did not know that. So if it's the brains, then yeah, I need like a bludgeoning object. But I would probably fashion my own out of like a baseball bat with like spikes on the end. If that was the case.
Have you watched The Walking Dead?
No, I'm not.
Because that exists. That exists in it. He literally has a baseball bat with like barbed wire around it, and
that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. Yeah, you'd be ready for a zombie.
Horrendously violent. Maybe a chainsaw.
Oh my god. No, I want a fucking sword. I've always wanted to learn how to use a sword, because I just think there's a lot of honor in hand-to-hand battle. There'd be no guns in my hands. It would just be like a sword or some kind of, you know, daggers.
Daggers. I love it. Cool. All right, next question. What do you think of when I say fruit?
Chart. Fruit chart.
Fruit chart.
Fruit chart. It's so delicious.
I've not had fruit chart for ages.
It's so good for Ramadan when you open your fast and then you have like pomegranates, apples, banana, orange, chaat masala. Spice. Oh, that's what it's so good.
We call it chaat fart masala in our house because it smells a little bit farty.
It does smell a bit farty. It's just chaat fart.
Chaat fart.
Chaat fart. Farty sharty.
Yeah. I still love it.
Oh my god. Farty chaati. Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh. What is your favorite sport to watch?
Okay, it's not a favorite sport to watch. It's one particular sporting event.
Oh yeah, okay.
That I like to watch. Which is the PGA Golf Masters at Augusta. It's usually played over 4 days. And I like to watch it because the golf course is really beautiful.
Oh.
I mean, it's lined with azaleas. And as a sport, it's not exactly riveting, but I do enjoy golf.
Mm-hmm.
And the history to it is my dad used to play golf. Still does occasionally when we're allowed out to do it, and he got me my own like little golf club when I was little, and he used to take me to the driving range.
That's so cute.
I know.
I need to see pictures of my own
set of golf clubs, but I sold them the other year because I stopped going. But for like a year I was playing golf, like after Rafe was born.
I remember,
so I had time off.
You being I'm going to go play golf. It is so fun. I have played it a few times, not often at all, like literally a few times, but I wasn't too bad, let me just say. I was not too bad. I can watch any sport, I'll be honest, because I slagged off curling, and then when the Winter Olympics hit and the British curling team were doing well, because before that I was like, why fuck are they just brooming the ice? I don't fucking get it. Then I was like, oh my god, oh my god, come on, broom it. And so I can watch any sport, you know, it depends on the situation, but usually I can watch any sport. Most sports, you can get into it, can't you? If you watch it enough, if you're watching it with people who like it, and they're like, "This is what's happening," and you're like, "Oh my god, yes, tell me," and then I'll be like into it. So anything, I can kind of do anything. But FA Cups are always fun, aren't they? I think they're always fun to watch.
FA Cups are always fun. I do like a Manchester derby.
Mm-hmm.
Even better, I do now and again if it's on, and Alex reminds me an El Clasico match will be good too.
Oh, yes.
But that's as far as my sort of, like, I'm not going out of my way, really.
I don't anymore. No, I don't anymore.
It's my turn, I think, isn't it?
I think so. Yes, it is.
Yes. What are your favourite clothes? I feel like I know the answer to this.
My favourite clothes? What is this? Pajamas. Is it, does it mean, like, type of clothes? If it means types of clothes, pajamas, hands down.
No. Or even just pieces in your wardrobe.
Oh, okay.
I think I know.
Pajamas, hands down. Oh. Firstly, pajamas are always, like, pajamas are my life. I love pajamas. There's nothing better than pajamas, okay? And second to that would be dresses. I love dresses. I've always loved dresses. And then I'm very fortunate to have some very beautiful dresses. And I love them all. I can't really choose. Mm. Actually, my friend Masejo, why can't I say her name properly anymore?
Masejo.
Yeah, I think it's a soft G. Yeah, coconut cracked. She's a beautiful human. She asked me to do a little thing of my dresses, actually, and I was like, oh yeah, I should do that. like a little, I don't know, like a little compilation of my dresses. I don't know, like a little reel or something. Yeah, like a little reel or something. So yeah, pajamas, then dresses, for sure. I love it. But I love my Stealth pieces as well. Stealth is so comfortable. I'm wearing all Stealth right now, top and bottoms, and I feel so comfortable.
They are comfy.
So comfy. Right, is it my turn to ask you a question? How old were you when you had... how old were you when you had the worst haircut ever, and what style was it?
Well, it was a bob. Oh. And I probably was about... I don't know, 8 or 9. It was just really bad because I have really thick hair. But as a child, it was very thick, thicker than it is now.
Yeah.
So obviously before the days of hair straighteners and heat and hair dye. So, you know, back then it was very thick, very full. It still is quite thick and full, but just not as... And yeah, my mum gave me a homemade bob and fringe. And I looked like, you know, Lady Gaga's first album, The Fame Monster, where it's just like a triangle. There's some tunes on that album, by the way. But yeah, I looked like that, but with black hair. And it was really... I loved my long hair, so I don't know why I agreed to let her cut it. Because I had very long hair. I didn't very have long hair, but it was long. It was like below my shoulder.
Yeah.
And it was really nice. And then she cut it and it was just awful.
Oh.
So yeah, that was the last time I
had a bob.
Had my worst haircut. Everything after that has been all right.
Yeah, I think probably my worst haircut. I mean, I've had two that I can think of. Just before I started secondary school, I had like, it was like a shorter than, it was very trendy, and I got it because my cool cousin Heba had her hair cut like this, and she was like, oh, why are my little cousins copying me? We got the same haircut. But then everybody thought I was a boy when I started school. Or like they called me a boy. Because it was like really short at the back and then like came down a bit longer. But then the second time was the year that I decided to get a fringe cut back in. It was the worst. It was such a bad decision. And it was the same year that my friend Cherie had her fringe cut in as well. And we have some really hideous pictures of us in our terrible fringes.
I love that.
So yeah. Oh my gosh, it's the last question.
It's the last question.
Yeah.
What word would you add to the dictionary if you could? And what would it mean?
Oh. I would add nobbo. I use it a lot.
Nobbo.
Asshat and fuckwit also. I just think we need we just need some more creative swear words. But yeah, I think nobbo. You can pretty much say it, like, you know, without it being sounding like, oh my God, what did they say? So nobbo. Nobbo means somebody who is a knob.
A knobhead.
Who's a dickhead, shithead, all of the above. Yeah, somebody who's just irritating and annoying and, yeah. Trying to think of nobbos, lots of nobbos. Mainly white men, cishet white men.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Do you have any words?
Party shawty.
That's what I would go. Yeah. Party shawty. That would be so good. Imagine if that was a valid word in Scrabble then. Party shawty.
That's what we should call our next R&R event, party shawty.
Party shawty.
We should.
Oh, no, yeah, I would be up for that. I'm ready for a party shawty. Yeah,
a party shawty.
I'm so sold.
For those that don't understand, it's like it's very normal in Desi culture to just
rhyme words.
You know, like so. If I was saying to my parents, "Oh, I'm going, you know, to meet my friend Shend. To watch a film at the cinema, they would be like, what film, Shun? You know, what film film are you watching? You know, they're just...
Which cinema, cinema?
Cinema, cinema. Film, film.
Yeah. Love it. Film, film, shillum.
Film, film, shillum.
Yeah, we did discuss this on our very, very first episode, actually, I think.
We did.
But yeah, rhyming words. Mm. Nonsensical words, the second one has to be. But yes, now we're on to... That was fun, by the way. I enjoyed that. I want more questions. I'm like, give me more. I'm ready for them.
Maybe
now.
Like, maybe we can do a cut down version. Like, you can.
I've got a quick one for you.
Oh, ooh, random. Go on. This wasn't written down.
Potatoes or carrots?
Oh, potatoes.
Okay, fingers for toes or toes for fingers?
Fingers for toes.
I feel like I heard people asking this kind of thing. Oh, it's funny to think. Some people do have like fingery toes though. I used to work with a woman named Emma,
Fanya.
And she used to have like finger toes, and she was like, yes, look, I can even wear gloves on my feet. And she did it, and it was very amusing.
Amazing.
Really, really handy for when you need to pick stuff up.
Yeah.
So there you go. Bonus questions.
I was not expecting those quick fire bonus questions. I love it. Okay, so where are we up to? We are up to Fool of the Week.
Which one to choose?
So many
fools. We were so out of sync, thank you, bros.
I'm laughing because it was like a delay and
yeah.
You froze a little bit for me.
That's what I just said to you.
So many.
You did the same. Remix.
It's a remix.
Oh, I'm such a dork. But yeah, Fool of the Week. You kick it off.
So let's bring it down.
We're going to throw them and not think about it until later when the full report comes out. But
that's true. But yeah, we are throwing the government commissioned commissioned the race and ethnicity disparities report last summer in the wake of the murder of George Floyd, and the report has been published and it rightly so, people are outraged, myself included, because in its summary it basically denies institutional racism exists within Britain. Mm-hmm. Obviously it does, because we all bear the brunt of it. Well, a lot of us bear the brunt of it. So they were full of shit.
Mm-hmm.
They did say, so what did they say? I've got a couple of articles here open from The Independent. The commission says overt and outright racism persists, but says UK should be an example to other white majority countries. Example of colonialism.
Uh-huh. I know.
Like, and rape and pillaging and exploitation and poisoning the planet and...
How not to handle pandemics,
go fuck yourselves. The government's highly anticipated race report, commissioned in the wake of the Black Lives Matter protests, has rejected suggestions that Britain is still an institutionally racist country. This is why you don't get the people that hold the pen to write the report.
Yeah.
But you don't get the people who are perpetrating the violence. Ugh. So that was that. What else does it go on to say? The 264-page report concludes that the UK has become a more open society where children from many ethnic communities perform as well or substantially better than white pupils in compulsory education. It says, it argues that issues around race and racism are becoming less important. I mean, tell that to the fact that Black and Asian people are more likely to die in police custody or have excessive force used against them. Mm-hmm. Tell that to the Black women who are 5 times more likely to die in childbirth and Asian women twice more likely to die in childbirth. Honestly,
white women, yeah.
Then their white counterparts. Like, tell that to all the companies that have published their ethnicity pay gap reports that show that there is an ethnicity pay gap. Like, it's just kind of like, what are you smoking? Mm. Are you high off your own fart fumes?
Yeah, they are. They literally scratch each other's balls and tell each other that it smells nice. That's what they do.
That's exactly what they do. That is exactly what they do.
It's grotesque. And yeah, it is disgusting. It's like anything in history that we've been taught in our schools has been written from a white supremacist colonial view, which regards like Britain and Britishness as the epitome of humanity. Now those same people have written this report and literally said the same thing. No, Britain is the epitome of people doing well and thriving. And we're like, no, even in the COVID report, you know, Black, Asian, brown people and other minorities and marginalized communities died like by a huge margin. And so yeah, it's just, they can definitely just get in the bin. And I think it will have to be a rich tea topic also.
I think it will have to be our next rich tea, I think.
Yeah,
because there's so much to go, there's so much to go into,
there's a lot to unpack, but for now we're putting all those nobbos in the bin with their bullshit report. And Halima Begum, who works at the who's part of the Runnymede Trust, I literally heard her on the radio earlier saying that, you know, the Runnymede Trust has been researching this since 1968, I think she said, and they have researched from 1968 until now. That completely goes against everything that this report is claiming about equality and institutional racism not being an issue. So, but this is the thing, the power holders are gonna, they're always gonna silence the truth, aren't they? So,
yes. This is also, it comes in a long line of previous commissioned reports. So,
yes.
So actually, and I said this last summer, like the navel gazing, we don't really need to be, if we're still at a point where we're like, nah, does racism exist? Is Britain racist? Like, I'm not here for that kind of, let's get into that debate, because there is no debate there. Like, it is. So actually I'm focusing my attention on how do we disrupt and dismantle the systems and hold the people accountable who are the perpetrators of that violence. So, and when I say violence, I'm not talking necessarily about physical violence, although that's part of it, but it is violent in our society to various groups of people. So
I completely agree, they can put
their report in the fucking bin.
Let's put it in the bin. Yeah, so moving on, now that we can draw some peace from having thrown that shit in the bin, what are we loving?
What are we loving? Shall I go first?
Yes, go for it.
Cool. So my first one is a song. It's called Enjoy and Jam Me. I first heard this trickle through TikTok, because that's where all the trending sounds come these days. And then I downloaded it, found it on Spotify. It had already been downloaded like over a million times at this point. It came out, I think, in early March, and it's just such a great track. It's sung in Tamil, by the Santosh Narayanan and Arivu. Dee and Arivu are the vocals on the song, mm-hmm. and I think it's Santosh Narayanan who produces it, and they're on A.R. Rahman's label.
Yes.
That's what I understand. Yeah. Now, at first, this is my journey of the song. I listened to the song, I was like, this is a big tune. It's got elements of, I mean, it's sung in Tamil, so it's beautiful, and the vocals on it are stunning. Arivu's vocals are very his voice is really a nice contrast to her, or compliments actually, Dee's tone mm-hmm. and Dee's voice. So I don't understand Tamil, but I was like, oh, this no, is a big tune that's got lots of pop elements, but also what feels like, I don't know, more tribal kind of elements to it too. So I was loving that. I was like, this is a big tune, and it's also beautifully melodic in places, especially in the chorus and especially at the end, or like the middle eight bit. So it was absolutely beautiful. And then I was reading articles about it and reading what the song was about, and then I watched the music video. And the music video is art in itself. So this whole song, this piece, this art is so powerful. Like, so some of the, like, I want to translate some of the lyrics. So I'll just sort of read some of the lyrics out, because I think it gives you a flavour of what the song's about. So, blessing to lead a good life, our ancestors have bequeathed us this soil. Across the riverbanks, on the fertile fields, our forefathers have sung through their life. The lakes and ponds belong to the dogs, the foxes and the cats too. Enjoy, my dear, come together as one. So that's like part of the chorus.
Oh, that's
and
so lovely. And in the
video, in the video itself, they've got farmers and women who are tending the land. You see the Mgalaras community.
It's so gorgeous.
It's really a beautiful celebration.
It is joyous.
It is. It's a celebration, but it's also like a reminder and an honouring. Like the toiling farmer with his fertile fields, his sweat-drenched shirts, the glittering countryman, the fire-kindling flute and the earthen pot. Settling in the riverbanks is the beginning of civilization. Jan Jana, Janaku Jana, which is like the rhythm. Yeah. Oh, my people, tasting the salt yolk, the source of all energy. I just think it's so, like I didn't know what the lyrics meant at first, but I just think mm-hmm. It's just so powerful in bringing that in art form to people's ears. It's just magic. It's pure magic.
I agree.
My ancestors guarded the land, the devotee that dances. It's just, my garden is flourishing, yet my throat remains dry. You know, I think that talks about, you know, a lot of things, how the land was stolen or exploited and, you know, and the remnants of colonialism. It's just, there's so much in that song. And it's a big tune, so everyone should just listen to it. It's called Enjoy, Enjami. By
we'll
D,
have to link it.
D-H-E-E time with Arivu.
We'll have Enjoy to have like Jami. A little Spill the Chai podcast playlist, I think, of songs.
That would be awesome. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we'll get the link in the show notes. I don't know why I sang that, but we will.
Why do we sing anything, Kay?
Go I have another song, but I think I don't want to steal your thunder because we share this. We share it.
So what am I loving? Do you want to just say like a second one first, and then
I think my second one is just Line of Duty's back, and it's really bloody good.
I have not watched it, so no spoilers, please. I'm saving up a few episodes because it's such a cliffhangery show.
It is very cliffhanger.
So then I was like, no, I need to save a few episodes so that I can watch it all together. But it's a good show. We've always really enjoyed it, so I'm excited that it's back. Also,
me too. So that's my quick one.
Yeah, so what am I loving? I'm loving spring.
Yeah.
The flowers, the current sunshine for however long it may last. And the bird song, it's just filling the air, you know. All day I feel like I can hear birds and it's just delightful. Just noticing all the flowers. And I do it every spring, and I have done since... You know, I could take the girls to the park even when they were babies and they probably didn't understand. But we go to our favourite trees and check if the magnolia is blooming yet, or the camellias always come out first. And then there's a massive, massive pink cherry blossom tree that we're waiting for it to burst, because at the moment it's still, looks like bare branches, but you can see the buds at the end when we look closely. So I love this ritual that we have, walking around the park to our favorite spots and noticing and naming all the things that we can see changing. And I know we're both loving Little Nas X and Montero, aka Call Me By Your Name. It's just, I mean, where do I start? Let me start with actually the little letter that he wrote to himself when he was little, and about having to sort of sneak around, having to hide a part of himself and not be able to, you know, being shamed for being gay and being black and gay. And I think we can probably resonate in ways like on how we grow up with a lot of shame and things like around, not even around always being around queer, but around just being a woman or a girl, doing anything that you want to do. Mm-hmm. It's always like, there's always so many taboos, like you can't wear this, you can't do that, you can't walk around like, you know, like there's just so many taboos.
You can't even love who you want to love, like, you know, a lot of communities will not let you. I mean, it's not even frowned upon, you're not allowed to have a lover outside of wedlock
in lots
of cultures and religions. And so to use your art and to use your voice to loudly proclaim and claim and thrive in your identity as you exist, as you are, you know, enough as you are. Like, oh, I just loved it. I just loved how, not just how playful it was, but also like how beautiful. It's so beautiful.
But also, I mean, I love the melody, I love the song. I've literally just had it on repeat. I had it on really loudly when we were in Sutton, which is really white and had the windows down. But also I just love it's a massive fuck you. And then, like, you know, his text from his dad was just like laughing at these like haters and stuff, like who are like, oh my god, it's so satanic. And it's like, you're clearly not watching it because you're not seeing like what he's trying to do and trying to say. And it's so easy for religious people to be like, oh, that's so satanic. Like, I've had, you know, I think we hear it in our community a lot, like things are told that they're bad, that they're evil, that they're this and that and whatever. Like, so I don't know.
I think that religion is used religion is
as a weapon.
It's weaponized. It's weaponized
to oppress.
Yeah, it is, and it's really, you know, I feel like I navigated that on a personal level, but I can also see that on a wider scale, and I just love, like, there's a song actually by Troye Sivan called Heaven, and it, his lyrics are, it goes, how does it go? My God, I've just had a mind blank. He's basically like saying, how do I get to heaven without losing a part of me?
Oh.
He's like, and then in the end he says, if I have to lose a part of me, maybe I don't want heaven. Mm-hmm. And it's that outright rejection of saying, if you're going to place whether I'm a good or bad person, that morality based on who I love, mm-hmm. then I don't want it. And
yeah.
I can hand on heart say that I went through something similar, not to do with like who I was attracted to, like from a perspective, but just purely from a sort of religious perspective. And that's that's really hard, because basically you're telling your children and you're telling people that you don't accept them based on their choices. And it's not like I'm going out killing people, you know, or harming anybody. Actually, it's the complete opposite. So
yeah, no, I agree. I think it's like a, I think it's, I don't even know what the numbers stand for. I've never actually counted up the Roman numerals, but it's Matt on Instagram. I'll have to link it. But they always say, you know, God, I'm all good with God, as long as, you know, and religion, if it's not oppressing people and stopping people from being who they are. And I think it's quite a simple notion. I think, the patriarchy's got a lot to answer for in terms of just a whole lot of stuff. It's a way of controlling people, especially women plus bodies and how we operate in the world. So
definitely,
I've been thinking about that a lot recently. Maybe that's another rich tea.
Definitely.
But anyway, it's a joyous song. It's a celebration and a stepping into like the fullness of himself and who he is and what he's about.
A beautiful video.
it's funny. I think it's a funny video. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we hope this episode brought you, you know, a little burst of joy with a little bit of reality, but mostly a lot of joy. Please share the podcast, review the podcast, and keep tuning in and letting us know what you think about it. Thank you.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. நல்லபடி வாழ சொல்லி இந்த மண்ண கொடுத்தானே பூர்வ குடி கம்மங்கர கனி எல்லாம் பாடி திரிஞ்சானே ஆதிக்குடி நாய் நரி பூனைக்கும் தான் இந்த ஏரி குளம் கூட சொந்தமடி என்ஜாய் என்ஜாய்.